Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, Carolina's season ended at the hands of Texas A&M in the second round of the NCAA tournament. And that being said, we recorded an Inside Carolina postseason podcast wrap-up that's on InsideCarolina.com now. But many topics during that show, and our listeners can certainly check it out on the website, but the biggest being point guard. That'll be the number one issue people discuss this offseason and heading into Midnight Madness or Late Night with Roy in October. Your thoughts on where the Heels go in the post-Barry era?
Yeah, I think that is a pressing concern. And I think that the fact that Jaleek Felton was kicked off the team, kicked out of the university, I think it's fair to say he's not going to be back. And so you're left with Seventh Woods, who was injured most of his freshman year, as kind of the leading candidate. But you've also got two freshmen coming in who are very talented. Rayshon Black, who has really just shot up height-wise. He's pushing 6'9 now, but he's a kid for sure who can play point guard. Kobe White, while known as a two-guard that can just light up scoreboards, he's a guy who has a good enough handle that he can play the point guard spot. And then you also have KJ Smith, who had to sit out this past season because he transferred from Pacific. But he's Kenny, the Jet Smith's son. And he's another guy that they believe, because he's been in the system for a year, he can contribute and maybe do some good things for him at point guard. So there's really four options that they're looking at. But clearly, Seventh Woods has a lot of pressure on him to elevate his game now that he's healthy, to really kind of be the veteran point guard presence. And for sure, that's going to be the talking point this entire offseason, as well as into the preseason and early months of next year.
Certainly not a position in college basketball is more important than North Carolina's point guard. Seventh Woods will have his opportunity. He'll be pushed by younger guys. Tomorrow, we'll look at the second biggest issue for North Carolina basketball in the offseason.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.